Welcome to Beauty as a Birthright, a podcast where we decode the evolving concept of beauty from a multidimensional lens. In this space, we embark on a journey with engaging guests from all walks of life to figure out if beauty is a birthright, then what's our legacy? So let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Beauty as a Birthright podcast. We just got off an awesome episode with Laura, who is a feng shui expert, and Tamsin and I had a great time speaking with her. We are now going to be kind of talking amongst ourselves to see where we are on our beauty journey and our beauty legacy journey as well. So hi, Tamsin.
Hi, Paige. Yeah, Laura Morris from, she has a podcast with Angie Cho called Holistic Spaces, and she is the co-founder of Mindful Design Feng Shui School.
Mm-hmm. I loved our episode. I loved her voice. That was the first thing I said when we stopped recording. I'm like, whoa, her voice is so soothing. And that we talked about ease a lot in this episode, in our episode with her. And I just felt so easeful. And she brought me a lot of ease just hearing her speak.
She's super grounded. I mean, she even said, you know, she has a lot of earth in her chart. Right. Mm-hmm. So there's that like substance, that heavy grounding substance. She's a Virgo. It was a podcast of the three Virgos, which if you love Virgos, this was your episode. But if you hate Virgos, then this is probably really annoying. I don't think we were that annoying though in that episode. We could have gone far, but she has like a lot of earth, and she said she doesn't have a lot of air or metal. So I think that's that. Like good earth energy that we don't see often, actually.
Right. I didn't even think to ask about her relationship with like nurturing and giving and reciprocity and those aspects of the earth element. And I'll be kind of curious about that. Maybe on a, if we ever have her again or.
Yeah, I kind of picked up on a little bits of it. Like, I feel like, you know, she talked about how she doesn't share what she does with a lot of people, right? And I feel like that is kind of like the self-care thing, whether she does it intentionally or not. But I thought that was so interesting because it's like, especially when you're starting out, all you see, and maybe now too with social media, it's just everyone's just like telling everyone what they do and sharing, like oversharing. And and I think part of it comes from excitement, right? Because it's like, you're so excited to learn this new thing. And then she's like the opposite. She's like, no, I don't share unless like somebody shares it for like her hype man for her,
right?
Her friend who's always like, she does this and she does that. Mm-hmm.
I love too what she said about when she will share something about feng shui and how it's something that is important and true and not watered down. And that she feels everyone can do, like cleaning the stove and turning on all of the burners. I'm definitely going to learn from her for that. Cause a lot of times I completely shy away from questions. Like, I'm just like, just book with me. Like, I'm just like too tired. Mm-hmm. But she kind of, she presents something that's really important and she feels people can do, and whether or not they then move forward with a booking, it's irrelevant for her, but it's just interesting.
Yeah. And it's really interesting how people just want a lot of information from other people too.
Yeah. We had her do a reading.
Oh yeah. We did ask her for do a reading. It was one card though. But I mean, like, it just makes me think of this like energetic exchange. And I think there's this, it obviously affects beauty in these exchanges that you have with other people. And like, even, and it could be like people don't even ask you these things, but things that you just constantly overshare.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. I wonder if even how I shared that when people talk about things and in my mind, I'm so intensely like, Chinese medicine has the answer for it, but I don't say anything. Like, what that looks like internally for me in terms of this chi exchange. Like, is having those mm-hmm. thoughts already draining my chi without getting anything back? Or are those thoughts like inevitable? Or should I work on trying to quiet them so that I don't feel like there's a lot in here that's not being let out? I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting because it's like age-wise, I'm like right in the middle between you and Laura.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so it's like the progression of Virgos. And I see myself leaning towards what Laura does. And I don't know if it's, I was trying to think like, is this new or was I always like this where I don't share what I do with people? I think that partially comes from the fact that like, I love what I do and I think about what I do all the time because I work a lot. Mm-hmm. So when I'm with other people, that's the last thing I want to think about because it's like, my brain is already full. Like I am much more interested, invested in what they do. I want to know what they, you know, like, and that's why I always said like, I would never, ever, ever date somebody that's in Chinese medicine or science or health or medicine. Cause that's all I do and I'm good at it. So I don't need you to come into my house and like, you know, tell me you're better. But if you're like an artist or whatever, things that I don't know that much about, then I'm like, cool, I can learn. Like, mm-hmm. and yeah. And I think people, when I do meet people, they don't know like the successes that I've had because I just don't share it.
Right. So Tamsin, I'm curious now where you are with your beauty story and your beauty journey after coming off of that episode with this wiser, more progressed Virgo.
Yeah, it's like that Laura is the Virgo that we all want to become. And we will become if we just get our shit together. There's a couple of things that, I learned so much, but there were two things that really stood out is Laura talked about aging. You know, she was saying how like she's letting her grays come in and she's leaning into being, older. And she's really, she used the word sage. Like I'm transitioning into becoming a sage. And it hit me so hard because it's like, oh, so this is an option. like to consciously make an effort and say, yes, I'm going to age and I'm transitioning. I'm entering the next phase of life. And I don't know if I'm explaining this, like how powerful this impact was, because I feel like in our society, we don't realize like that's an option you can take. And like, and then it made me think like, oh, everything is an option. Like everything is your decision if you want to do it. And then, it felt more like this powerful, like stepping into like, I'm going to become a sage. Like I am going to age because this is what I want. Like not like you're being pushed into it or going into it by default. Like you're making a real conscious effort and doing things in your life to support this like transition.
Mm-hmm.
So right. Powerful.
So can you envision yourself going through that?
No, just kidding.
And actually doing similar things?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just at the baby step where I'm like, whoa, that's an option. So now I'm like, okay, I gotta like reflect on this option of like aging. I think the other thing that popped into my head was I know Laura has a family, like she has a husband and a kid, right? Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if that adds to it, like the being okay with transitioning that age. Like if you didn't have that, then
right.
It's like. Yeah, I don't know. I have to think about that more. Mm-hmm. But I hate dating guys that are like, because I'm in this age range where like, I hate dating guys who are like obsessed with their youth. Like, obsessed with like who they were in college or high school, or like right. showing me pictures. I'm like, what, why are you showing me this? Like, if anything, I'm like, why didn't we meet earlier? Like, you look terrible now. And like, what's the point of this? You know? And I find that so bizarre. Like, I don't know if you've met people that like that too, where they just want to show you pictures of who they were when they were younger. Like, I'm curious. Like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, what did you look like? Cool. That looks cool. But like these people that are like, let me show you like who I was in high school, yeah. who I was in college. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Like, who are you today? And mm-hmm. I find that, I think in the last few years of dating, like I've realized like that's something that men my age do. And I find it so weird and bizarre.
This is just, I'm laughing because in my early mid-20s, when I met my husband, he was just so cool, always so cool, so cool. And I didn't even know if he liked me because he was just too cool. And I had told him one night, I was trying to get him to like me. And I was like, you know, David, when I was younger, a lot of people used to like me. And he goes, cool story, bro. And then, okay, this is the kicker. Then a few months later, I go and get my hair done by his high school classmate. And she goes, you're with David Yang? And I was like, yeah. She's like, oh my God, all the girls liked him in high school and nobody could be with him. All the girls liked him. And I'm like, so humiliated. I'm like, oh my God, that's what I told him I was. And now I learned that that's who he was. And he's still way cooler than me because he didn't even tell me that that was him too, or even more than me. And then just like made me be like, this guy is like the person I want to be with for the rest of my life. Cause I'm just like, oh my God. Anyway, I just thought of, I would never do that anymore. I'm married and I have a son with him, but I just remember like when you're saying that, that I did that because I was trying to like get him to realize he should like me, but he trumped me. He was even more like sought after in his youth and didn't even share with me. Too cool.
So yeah. Well, were you when you were younger, was it the truth or were you just saying that?
I was so friendly to everyone and I talked to everyone that I think people really were fond of me. But I was just trying to catch his attention.
I love it. Nice story, bro. That's the ultimate cool. Like, you just, you know, you don't need to prove yourself to anyone.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What did you learn from our episode with Laura?
I was really inspired too by the way that she spoke about aging. And I mean, it's something that already we had talked with Angie about, you know, the types of careers that we have and then how sometimes having years on us of experience is helpful for those careers. But I don't know, as she was just talking, I could really see and feel her essence and her beauty, even from her just standing in that and sharing that with conviction.
I totally understand. It's like coming through the screen.
Exactly. And she like looked this way at one point and I was like, oh my God, it's like the essence face, like it gives you a facelift. Or, you know, like it gives you these type of aesthetic benefits when you're totally embodied in your beliefs. So yeah, that was inspiring.
It's funny because she said like, this isn't something that she normally thinks about, like beauty. But she embodies it. It's so strong. It comes through the computer screen. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I couldn't like stop staring at her because it was like so magnetic. And then also like, you know, she comes from an art background, like she was an interior designer. And then I think the way that she described feng shui about like meeting the people where they are and working with their qi and to me, that was like, oh, this is all about beauty. It's like this beautiful experience, like this dance of chi, like the chi of the space, the chi of the, your chi, their chi. And then even like tarot, like the way that she was explaining tarot and like how she's drawn to these like visual stuff. It was just all like beauty, 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 like to me.
Yeah, I felt the same.
And yeah, it's like you don't meet a lot of people like who, yeah, I just thought it was just interesting because it's like she's like, I don't really think about these things, but it's like she is this, all these things.
Right. And that is why there's all of the beauty.
Yeah. Yeah. And mm-hmm. and like why you can't stop looking at her. It's like, mm-hmm. it's so strong. The other thing right. that really popped up for me was I love that her first memory of beauty, because I've been thinking about this my life too. Like when was the first time like this concept of beauty entered me? And she said the first memory that popped up in her head was how her grandma was brushing her hair and it was like curly and it was painful. And she's like, beauty is pain. Mm-hmm. And how that phrase is just in our consciousness, like beauty is pain, beauty is pain. Yeah. And it's so weird because I've been thinking about this in the last week. And but the way that she talks about beauty now is that it's ease. It's like this pleasurable experience. And I feel like the other guests that we've had, they've said the same thing. Like beauty is pleasurable ease. Even if they didn't use those words. And right. yeah, it's like, why would you want to force yourself into a painful experience?
Right. And I mean, this is part of TCM theory too, right? It's like, there's no chi stagnation. There's no stuck energy. It's just a constant free flow of energy that can then push and move other parts of your life. When the chi force is strong enough and it's not stuck, then things flow with it and you have this harmony and this health. And another thing that you and I talked about was how health and beauty is so interconnected within East Asian medicine. And so it makes sense that if you have this free flow, this ease, that you're also going to have good health. And then of course, beauty. Cause Laura also talked about how, yeah, she might not be getting fillers or Botox or dyeing her hair, but she's exercising a lot. She's eating very healthy. And those all came from the desire to feel good, to be healthy. And again, to just not have this like chi stagnation. And then look, she's stunning. So, and it wasn't painful. I mean, it sounds like she's in a place that she really loves all of those things and she's not forcing any of those things.
Yeah. So and that made me cool. wonder, like, where in history did we get to this point where beauty was synonymous with pain?
Well, that's coming from sexism and oppression of women and controlling women, right? Like we think we touched upon bound feet in the past, you and I. And I mean, there's so many in so many different cultures how women have had to suffer to lose power.
Yeah.
And to be dominated and controlled.
Yeah. And then it makes me think of like Jamie's episode where we talked about power and like beauty equating to power and how sometimes that power is, it can be empowering, but for some people it can also be a very dangerous place or dangerous thing to have. Mm-hmm. And
right.
yeah, it's just like, if we think of beauty that way, then it's like, why would you put yourself in these painful experiences that like men told you that that's what you needed to do? And it just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like right. for the rest of your life, you know, like even right. when you're older and aging and you're supposed to be wise, like you're going to still put yourself in these painful experiences and then not experience pleasure. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, I think about how the Kardashians, I think most of them removed ribs to get a small what? Waist.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know this.
Yeah. They're pretty open about it. So ribs have what? Been removed. Yes.
To, you can do that?
Uh-huh. To get a smaller waist.
What? Probably
one to two on each side. Yeah.
Oh my God. You have to look this up my ribs now. Right now. I can't.
That's why those, and then they do all of those like waist trainers, which are extremely uncomfortable. Yeah. And then of course there's countless surgeries, and healing from surgeries is never comfortable. So, I mean, the point is it's still happening. Women are still choosing to do these painful things in the name of quote unquote beauty.
Yeah. I mean, Laura touched upon that, how like she's glad, and because she was used to be on a really popular TV show in Canada for years, and she's glad that she's not anymore, and that there's no pressure to be in the public eye necessarily. So I think if you are in the public eye, you have a lot more pressure to look a certain way. But right. Then again, like, who's running the public, you know, media? Have you ever wanted plastic surgery?
No, I'm like too vain, ironically.
Explain.
Okay. I'm vain enough where if plastic surgery goes wrong, I will like forever be, I will not be able to make peace with that. And so I would rather never do it and therefore never enter the risk of something going wrong than do it. And even if it goes right, like I would never gamble that. Like, I'm too vain. I'm like, God, I would be so upset. I would be like, oh, I actually had it really good, and now I have a botched face and like a frozen part of my like mouth. And I don't know what. I just feel like if something bad were to happen, I would never be able to get over it. I couldn't spin it into some kind of story where I learned the real meaning of life. Like, I could, that wouldn't be me. I would be like super, super pissed off.
Is like, it vanity fear, or do you see it as a vanity or fear?
I call it vanity because I feel like I ultimately would have been like, I looked so much better before, now I'm botched.
Yeah.
So then I would have like got returned to my obsession with like my original self.
Yeah. Welcome to the mind of a Virgo. Like,
but what about you?
I get it.
Like,
of course I get it.
Too vain to look to like gamble to look better.
Oh man.
What about you? Like,
So plastic surgery was something that was just always ingrained in me just from my family. Like, it was like normalized. And so, which sounds so strange, but also so Korean culture. Yeah. I ended up seeing like a plastic surgeon, like when I was like 19, and it was actually to get a mole removed because it was sort of cancerous, they thought, right? So, and then my mom's like, why don't you ask like what else he can do, like, you know? And so I did, and it was such a weird experience because it's like he found so many flaws in my face. He's like, we can do this. I thought it was gonna be like one thing, you know, because I'm 19 and I'm so cute, you know. And I walked out, I did not expect like my whole face was wrong. And I probably just like went out and partied that night and kind of like forgot about it. But I think I'm the type of person that like, I have no idea what I'm going to be like in 20 years. So I don't know. Here's another trip into a Virgo's mind. My thing with plastic surgery is I don't like things in me. Like, I can't imagine like stuff. Like, I'm so, I don't, my thing is probably like yours is vanity. Mine's here's another neurotic thing about Virgos, like cleanliness or like clean things, you know? And so like, I think about it, like, cause I was reading an article about Danica Patrick, who's a race car driver, And it was so interesting because she had her breast implants removed. And a lot of celebrities are now removing their breast implants because they're realizing it's been affecting their health so much. And she said within hours, her whole face changed. And she was like, this is so weird. And like, she took a picture. Mm-hmm. But me as a face reader, I'm like, this is not weird, Danica. This makes sense. It's going to change like in the next month or years, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was so excited that she even noticed that her face changed so immediately afterwards. Right. And she, what she was describing was like qi, blood, yin coming back to her face. Cause she talked about like the oils on her face and like just more like rosiness, or I can't remember the exact thing, but, and then I started thinking like, like breast implants, like I wish it was like one of those things where you can just put it on like for a cute outfit and then take it off like Nike pumps, like just pump, 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 and then like deflate. Because the idea of having something inside my body, that's the thing I don't like. So aesthetically, I can say like, oh, like bigger boobs will look good with this top, right? But not enough for me to like put something in me. And then also I realized like growing like in the last few months where I, the last year where I gained a lot of weight, it was the first time I had like bigger boobs. And so bigger breasts, it were like massive. And I never had that in my life. And I was like, how do people handle this? Like, I didn't know what to wear. It was like very hard on my back and my neck. And it was so fun. It was interesting because it's like, this is the thing that everyone desires and I got it. And then it was very uncomfortable in my body.
Right.
I'm like, so
yeah. Well, and yeah, with all that, go on.
No, I mean like with all that being said, it's like, I'm not entirely opposed to plastic surgery because I have no idea what I'm going to be like. And I don't know how I'll feel in 20, 30 years. Like maybe I'll freak out about aging, but, I don't know, maybe it's vanity or like this like cleanliness thing. Not cleanliness, not even the right word, but it's like,
I think it's a purity.
Yeah, that's a Virgo thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I don't even wear my outside clothes in my house, you know, like phew, when you get inside, you strip down. I don't like when people wear their outside clothes inside my house.
You're like, where are you sitting?
Oh my God. Like, oh my God. If I had somebody stay over and they traveled on an airplane, that was like when I was, and they didn't want to take a shower that night. And I was like, oh my God, I'm like freaking out. I was like, holy, what do you mean you don't want to take a shower? You just like was traveling for 8 hours on a plane. Like, so I'm not sure if I could have a boob job.
Oh my gosh. Well, Tamsin, this is always so fun to rehash our episodes together. And I hope our listeners also find a lot of comedy and, you know, also kind of see parts of their story and our story and what we're going through. So,
yeah, or grateful that like they're not as neurotic as we are. Right. That could be your beauty journey.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thanks for listening, everyone.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it for today. If you like this episode, please give us a 5-star rating, subscribe, and share it with your friends. You can follow us on Instagram at Beauty as a Birthright and say hello. If you're interested in learning more about Taoist face reading, head over to elementalarchetypes.com and follow Dr. Tamsin on Instagram at elementalarchetypes. If you like to explore beauty through your own hands, you can visit youngface.com. You may also explore Paige's Instagram at yang.face for tutorials, Chinese medicine theory, and candid thoughts on cultural appreciation.